Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan, says there has been a number of reports of hand, foot and mouth disease within the past weeks. He says, while it is a mild disease which affects children, it can disrupt homes and preschools.
We've had a few cases of hand, foot and mouth disease reported in the last 2 weeks or so. Now, this is generally a mild disease. It doesn't cause severe illness or anything like that. But the thing about it, it could disrupt significantly preschools and also it could disrupt families. We know most people, you know, most parents are working parents also. And if a child gets ill, then they'll have to stay home with that child. So it's a pretty self-limiting disease. It manifests probably some sores in the mouth and rashes on the hands and foot, as the name indicates. And it's a viral illness. It's caused by a virus.
Dr. Duncan says they want to break the transmission of hand, foot and mouth disease across the country, and he is appealing to parents and guardians to be vigilant and look out for the signs and symptoms.
The biggest problem you're going to have for children, they're going to have some pain because these lesions could be painful sometimes. They will have decreased appetite, especially if they have sores in the mouth and they don't want to eat, and they could have a fever or a sore throat. So the key thing to do is, if you think your child has hand, foot and mouth disease, first of all, you keep your child away from preschool because it's highly contagious. And we know how children are. They play with each other's toys, they touch each other, they hug each other. So it's going to spread easily. And we really want to break transmission within the preschool. So you're going to have to keep your child at home.
Dr. Duncan says parents and guardians can also work closely with their health physicians to ensure there is no major outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease throughout the country.
And you could, you know, have a conversation with your physician. If your child is complaining about pain or if the child has objective fever, then you could treat with some painkillers and fever reducers. So it's not dangerous, really. The most severe cases would manifest themselves by probably an inflammation around the membranes of the brain, which is called meningitis. So if you think your child might have foot and mouth disease, you get in touch with the pediatrician or you contact your nearest health center and they will be able to advise you on what to do. As I said, it's a very self-limiting disease, doesn't cause severe illness, but it could significantly disrupt preschool activities as well as family activities.
Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.